what Twitter has done, though, is really revealed the true nature of this man who is the president of the United States. I mean, it's shown the kind of the dark underbelly of this presidency. It's pretty horrific.
I think
thanks to Twitter, we know. Yeah. He's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. Everything he says is either horrible, stunning, insulting, or incredibly ignorant.
Here's the...
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Joining us now, Bill O'Reilly, best-selling author, host of No Spin News podcast, which I was on. Had a great time last week. And the new book, Legends and Lies, The Civil War, which is on my coffee table at home. And Bill O'Reilly joins us now to talk about this latest war with the press. Got pretty vicious this morning. And also Kate's Law, which he was instrumental in getting Congress's attention on. And, of course, there's No Sanctuary for Cities bill, which is being introduced today in the House of Representatives. Bill, great to talk to you. How you doing?
Thank you for having me on, Laura. I'm fine. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Let's first talk about this new Twitter war. Trump hits Mika Brzezinski pretty viciously today in a tweet, 9 o'clock in the morning, say, comments about how, you know, she's a psycho and Joe Scarborough's low IQ and... They wanted to stay at Mar-a-Lago at New Year's Eve, and Mika was bleeding badly from a facelift, but he said no, they couldn't stay. So trying to expose their hypocrisy, but vicious tweet, which I said earlier, takes him off his focus of this law today being passed, and also CNN gets a little cover for a couple of hours on its fake news stories.
Well, I mean, it's... kind of discouraging for Americans who want important things to get done to be sidetracked by something like this. And here's a good example. This morning, I got up early to see if there was any coverage of Kate's Law, mm-hmm. the vote today in the House, and it will pass in the House.
Right.
Or the punishing of sanctuary cities by denying them federal funds, which is the second bill going to be voted on today in the House. No coverage. None. Zero. All right? And there's a reason. I write on BillO'Reilly.com in my message of the day, the leftist media knows that these bills are popular among most Americans, but they are scrutinizing now the so-called immigrant community. This is the new label. Of all, whether you're illegal or legal, if you come to this country, you're in the immigrant community, okay? And that is not to be criticized ever under any circumstances. That is one of the mantras of the progressive left. So when President Trump, and I understand his frustration, I've been battered for 20 years by these people and accused of things that are totally untrue and absurd. And your tendency is to lash out at them. But the problem is that he's the president now. And when he does it, it gives the progressive left, a chance to roll their eyes. Oh, here he goes again. And he's not disciplined enough to be president. And he's this and he's that. CNN immediately trotted out all the Trump haters, called them vicious names. Vicious. I mean, just beyond the pale. Didn't deal with the tweet. Really just attacked him across the board, but it gave them an opportunity to do that. I think the folks understand what's happening. But, you know, if I was advising President Trump, I would tell him, who cares about Morning Joe and Mika Brzezinski? Who? Their ratings aren't. Nobody
no one
watches
cares.
Them. I mean, comparison. I mean, really, who cares? So they say bad things about you. So what? Get Kate's Law done, you know, tweet about Kate's Law. Tweet about, you know, the new health law. That's why I think Donald Trump still has a little bit of maturing to do in office.
Yeah, it's message discipline. That's what we called it in the Reagan administration. It was rigorous. We had message discipline every day. So whatever the message of the day was, every cabinet department that was relevant to the message of the day reinforced it. We highlighted different aspects of what we were trying to accomplish that day. And it forced the media, more often than not, to at least give it some coverage. But if you're giving the media other shiny objects to chase, then
yes.
The great work
it's
you're doing.
It's a diversionary tactic. And even when Kate's Law is passed today, and I think the sanctuary city law will also be passed, The media is not going to cover it tonight. I mean, the left-wing media, maybe Fox will, but Fox, you know, they're not what they used to be, and I'm not saying that in a critical way. They've made editorial decisions to veer away from some of the issues that got President Trump elected. And immigration, illegal immigration, was a huge, huge plus for Trump in the run. And so it's, you know, it's a depressing thing to watch what's happening to the media in this country. And I hope Donald Trump figures it out. As you just said, message discipline is really important, and he's got to start to impose it.
Yeah, and I think it's so unusual for him not to be able to slam back at people because he's done that his whole life.
I mean,
he's 71
right
years old, and he's done it his whole life.
He's a rich guy. As my analysis on BillO'Reilly.com about President Trump has been, he's used to doing whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, you know, in his operation, nobody really can tell him not to do it. And he's never really saw the downside of it. His confrontational style got him into the White House. So he still doesn't say, you know, he says, well, so what? I hit back, and this is what I do, and this is who I am, and I want to be genuine, and this is who I am, and I hit back. And, you know, but I think there's a greater good now, and the greater good is to get these stories in front of the American people. I mean, come on, who's going to vote against Kate's Law? Who would vote against it? And all it's saying is that if you are a violent felon and you defy deportation, and they're giving you two shots, it's three times. If you're caught the third time defying deportation and you got a felony or three misdemeanors on your sheet, you can go to jail for up to 10 years. It doesn't even give a minimum because some of these pinheads don't want minimums in Congress. All right? And you're going to vote against that? What kind of a person votes against that? You know, my thing on BillO'Reilly.com is that any politician voting against Kate's Law doesn't deserve the office.
No.
If I were in the district, I'd run against that person just on that.
Absolutely, and win on that.
I mean,
but again, this is why
this person can't even protect you in a way that's beyond belief. So your 32-year-old Kate Steinle gets murdered by a guy who defied deportation six times, a dope dealer who's running around California, who the San Francisco authorities wouldn't hold for ICE to pick him up, and you don't want to rectify that situation? You don't want to stop that? What kind of person are you? It's not even a politician. What kind of person are you? And so that's the tweet. That's the outrage.
Bingo.
You see, that if the president would harness his energy and said what I and say what I just said, his poll numbers would go right through the roof.
Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. We love the No Spin podcast. Fantastic. I hope I get to come on soon, and we really appreciate having you on. Bill O'Reilly, thanks so much for that perspective and what you did to push for Kate's Law. We'll take a break. Don't go away.